Jeff Hoyle is a British performer who's bringing his show Feast of Fools to audiences in this country. It's part clowning, part mime, and part verbal patter. Critic at large Laurie Stone saw the show at the West Side Arts Theater in New York.
Jeff Hoyle has a rubber face. That's the first requisite for a clown, but all of Hoyle's body is brilliantly elastic. Each part can be set off in a wild, unruly spin from the rest of his anatomy. This ability was honed during years of classical theater training in Britain and during mime study in France, but Hoyle's comedy is anything but refined. He deftly exploits the comedy of farts, dung balls, and sticky snot. His is humor of the rampant unrepressed, of jitters, appetites, and prurient interests that are masterfully, elegantly juggled. What makes Hoyle truly special is his dark intelligence, his appreciation for those aspects of life that continually elude control. His characters endure tension, anxiety. They're pulled like creatures in a sadistic cartoon, mired in stress that sticks like molasses. In the first act of his solo evening, Hoyle leads us on a historical tour of the fool figure. He dons a gargoyle mask. He darts his moist tongue in and out, hunches, leers, and brandishes a wooden stick as a vegetation deity from pagan Europe. Next, he's a medieval court jester with ass ears adorning his hood. He engages in a silent battle of wills with his alter ego, a doll jester perched on his staff. Hoyle achieves all of his effects with the subtlest movements of the stick, and yet it works as a ventriloquist's nightmare, with the puppet gradually seizing control. Hoyle's performance takes its name from the elaborate Feast of Fools, a French ritual in which, once a year, peasants traded places with bishops and performed mock masses. He stages his own version. The interlude offers him an opportunity to do rapid-fire verbal shtick, and in French yet, and he shows equal ease with Italian banter when serving a portion of Commedia dell'arte. He plays the horny miser Pantalone and his sly, fly-eating servant Arlecchino. Four other pieces afford Hoyle arenas for stylish, inventive clowning. In The Fundraiser, an intensely ill-at-ease public speaker gradually grows hooked on his humiliation. He tells a dreadfully pointless anecdote, compounding his misery by forgetting key names and punchlines, and yet he cannot get off the stage. He tugs at his sweater. He stares out helplessly. He is an encyclopedia of ways to be uncomfortable and self-conscious. Amazingly, Hoyle makes him mesmerizing, someone grotesque beyond imagining and yet impossible not to identify with. In another bizarre turn, Hoyle walks out on stage, casual as all get out, and then we see that under his greatcoat, a third leg is keeping pace with the customary pair. Soon, a foxtrot pipes up, and he's moved to cut the rug. The legs braid themselves, weaving intricate patterns a stare might have prized. Hoyle is a marvel of grace, but he sacrifices none of the wonder of eccentricity. Masks, handkerchiefs, and sticks crop up in all the pieces. Gestures, too, recur. Anarchic leaps, open-mouthed grimaces, anxious checks for pong and wayward body parts. Yet each caricature is richly detailed. The fundraiser can't bring himself to scratch his head, only to place a finger on his scalp. Mr. Sniff, a clown with a huge phallic nose, categorizes audience members as either sweet-smelling or noxious by inhaling with his entire jiggling body. Hoyle's silliness never forgets death and horror, but no new vaudeville self-consciousness competes with the pleasure he takes in evoking awe and laughter.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and author of the new novel Starting with Surge. Jeff Hoyle's Feast of Fools will open at the George Street Playhouse in New Brunswick, New Jersey next month.